Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. Science and technology that affects how you view the world around you. How you view the universe. That's what Science Fantastic is all about. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a phone call. That's right. You can get on the air. You can have your thoughts heard on over 100 radio stations and the internet by calling 612-564-8135. When you hear the beep, leave your name, call letters in the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, that's all you have to do. And maybe your thoughts can be heard on the internet and 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. And if you want to know more about what I do, go to my website. My website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And I have 5 million fans on Facebook. And I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. My latest New York Times bestseller is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And lately, because of all the motion around Marvel comics and Marvel movies talking about the multiverse, a lot of people have expressed interest in my earlier book, Parallel Worlds. Yes, in that book, I give a history, a complete understanding via Einstein's equations of parallel worlds and the multiverse. The multiverse was not created by Marvel Comics and the movies. No, the multiverse was created by physicists to try to explain the subatomic world. But if the subatomic world can be explained by probabilities and by the quantum theory, then perhaps the universe also has a multiverse. Really quick, it turns out that the quantum theory, that is the theory of the atom, is based on the idea that electrons can be multiple places at the same time. That's the reason why we have lasers. We have the internet. We have transistors. We have all the wonders of modern technology, which seems to defy common sense, because electrons are two places at the same time. Get used to it. But now, if we apply quantum mechanics to the universe, not just to electrons, but to the entire universe, then we're forced to admit the possibility of a multiverse. In the same way that electrons can be in many places at the same time, giving us the laser, for example, then universes can also be in many states at the same time. And then that gets us into Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, and the Avengers, and all the Marvel comics that are set in the multiverse. Anyway, if you want to get on the air, give us a call. The hotline number, once again, is 612-564-8135. Let's take a listener phone call.
This is John Cooper, Daytona Beach, Florida. I had always heard on the radio years ago about if you were being transported in a train that would travel the same speed as a bullet being shot from a gun in the opposite direction, what would happen to that bullet? You're traveling the opposite direction, and you shoot the bullet in the opposite direction. Where does the bullet go? Some people said it would not go anyplace. Some people said it would travel the distance that it normally would travel. So that is my question.
Okay, well, this question can be answered using Newtonian mechanics, which works for low velocities. So let's take an idealized train. First of all, a train with no air in it, so there's no air friction to worry about. And it's traveling at a low velocity because, of course, bullets can travel at the thousands of feet per second. So we're talking about a low velocity train with no air in it. According to Isaac Newton, velocities add and they can subtract. So if I'm moving in the forward direction and shoot a bullet in the forward direction at the same velocity, the velocity of the bullet with regards to the ground is twice the original velocity. Velocities add, okay? You see that all the time on an escalator. When you walk on an escalator and somebody looks at you from outside the escalator, that person from the outside of the escalator sees you moving at a constant velocity walking on the escalator plus the velocity of the escalator itself. So velocities add. Now let's flip around. Let's flip it around so that you are walking on an escalator and you fire a bullet in the opposite direction very slowly, so it's the same velocity as the escalator. Then the question is, given the fact that this very slow bullet is moving in the opposite direction that you are, where does the bullet go? Assuming there's no air friction again, the bullet simply drops to the floor. It has zero velocity with regards to the surrounding environment because velocities can add and velocities can subtract. So this is something that you can do yourself, okay? Now, here's where it gets really murky now. Let's say instead of a gun, you have a flashlight. A flashlight, and according to Einstein, light always travels at the same velocity no matter which way you point the gun. So if you're on the escalator now with a flashlight and you point the flashlight in the same direction that you're going in, then somebody from the outside would say that the light beam is traveling at the velocity of light plus the velocity of the escalator. Nope, that's not how it works. Velocities no longer add when you go toward the speed of light. So the Newtonian common sense understanding that velocities can add and velocities contract fails once you start to go toward the speed of light. And it was Einstein who made that leap of logic. He said, starting off, he said, light travels in the same velocity no matter which way you point the gun or which way you point the flashlight. Now that violates common sense. Common sense says that you can go faster than the speed of light by moving in the direction of the speed of light. And Einstein said, nope. Now, how can that be? How can that be that the speed of light is the same whether you fire the flashlight forward, backward, sideways, up, down, whatever? It's the same velocity. How do you reconcile that fact? Well, you reconcile the fact because of the fact that velocities do not add properly at these velocities, plus the fact that how do you measure velocities? You measure velocities with a clock or stopwatch and a ruler stick. But what happens if the stopwatch slows down? And what happens if the ruler stick contracts? Well, at that point, all bets are off, right? Well, that's exactly how Einstein resolved this fact. That time slows down the faster you move. Now, this seems to violate common sense, but hey, we measure this all the time. Every day, we physicists measure this. We measure this thing every day with the GPS satellites. The GPS satellite orbits at 18,000 miles per hour around the planet Earth. And when it sends a beam of radio down to the Earth, okay, it turns out that the speed of light is going to be the same. The speed of radio is going to be the same no matter which way you go. But time slows down in the satellite as it orbits the planet Earth. That's the killer. If you understand that, you understand the essence of Einstein's theory of special relativity. The fact that if a rocket speeds at the velocity of light, time inside the rocket slows down. You don't believe it? We can measure this thing in the laboratory. This is no longer science fiction. This is science fact. Get used to it. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and then I'll answer personally a lot of the emails that I get. So once again, if you want to get on the air, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call in to the radio station or website and the city you're calling from, and share your thoughts on national radio.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And I get a lot of emails, so let's try to answer some of them in batches. One set of email concerns a new documentary on the air. You can download it by streaming it. It's called A Tear in the Sky. It's about UAPs or UFOs, and I'm actually in it. And I must admit, at first, I was rather skeptical about being in this documentary. The documentary, quite frankly, is about flying saucers, about trying to capture on film these objects, these UAPs that are floating right in front of you. At first, I thought to myself, well, they have 5 days. That's the shooting time. They have 5 days reserved to shoot at night to detect the presence of these unidentified flying objects. So I said to myself, come on, give me a break. They're not going to find anything. I mean, what happens if the aliens are camera shy? What happens if the aliens went to lunch? What happens if it rains that day? 5 days, that's all they had to do the filming. Well, I was pleasantly surprised. First of all, you have to know where to go. You just can't go into the desert and expect to see flying saucers. No, they went off the coast of California, where back in 2004, the USS Nimitz and the USS Princeton recorded days worth of these unidentified objects flying around, and they had military-grade equipment, military-grade radar, infrared sensors, optical sensors, to record this evidence. Perhaps every day, they said. Every day, they said, these things would be flying around their aircraft carrier. So that's where they went. They decided to go to a place with a known history of having these UAP activities as recorded by the United States Navy. And they used sophisticated equipment. Nope, they simply didn't use a handheld camera. They had advanced optical sensors, radiation counters, gamma ray counters, infrared, optical, ultraviolet sensors. They took the equipment that was available to them and they said to themselves, this is state of the art. They have everything except military grade radar. That's the only thing they did not have. And they triangulated the position of these objects. They had these cameras based on three locations such that any object that flew between them could be photographed from three different directions to give an accurate assessment of their velocity and their position. Well, that's what they wanted to do, and bingo! I guess the aliens probably heard about this five-day constraint they had, and so they obliged. So, watch it on TV. You see these scientists and professional photographers and ufologists assemble their high-tech equipment. They wait 5 days for any kind of activity, and sure enough, things begin to whiz across the screen. So in other words, this has now raised the bar for sightings of these objects. Before, it was like one person saying, hey, Martha, look up there, Martha, I see something. That was the state of the art 50 years ago. And 50 years ago, the United States Congress had hearings on these things. It was called Project Blue Book. And unfortunately, the kind of data they had was circumstantial eyewitness accounts and not very believable. So what happened? Nothing. Well, 50 years have passed. Now we have jets flying all over the place, military-grade radar, the ability to detect all sorts of things in the sky, and we have hours of these strange objects whizzing right across the military radar screens, things that are very hard to debunk. So, A Tear in the Sky is an amateur production. It's not the smoking gun. They did not photograph an alien. They did not photograph a crash. No. What they did do was using equipment available to anyone with a little bit of money to build sensors and equipment in order to record as much as they could any kind of object flying in their triangular spot. And sure enough, nature obliged, and they had some beautiful shots of things, who knows what they are, traveling at fantastic velocities right across their screen. So watch for it. It's called A Tear in the Sky. And personally, I hope it opens the floodgates. I hope it opens the floodgates to more serious amateurs who really want to be part of solving the mystery. Are they optical illusions? Some people think so. Are they just glorified weather balloons? Some people think so. Are they just nothing but dust particles on somebody's telescope? Somebody thinks so. So let's find out. Let's not just speculate. So before, as I said before, it was basically one person seeing something flying in the sky, and that's not credible. Now we have military-grade radar photographs, infrared sensors, optical sensors taken by the United States Navy, giving us a handle on these things. So hopefully, A Tear in the Sky will open the floodgates and allow more amateurs to jump into the game. And again, the key criterion is it has to be as scientific as possible. No more hearsay. No more tales of alien abductions. No, we want data. We want to calculate how fast they move. We want to know where they come from. We want to know whether it's an optical illusion or whether they are real. Well, talking about whether they're real or not, the congressional hearings wound up recently after a 50-year gap, and, well, the ufologists were kind of like disappointed that there was no smoking gun, no alien bodies, no alien crash landing saucer debris, no, none of that stuff. But the United States military did admit certain things, that before they had 143 sightings that could not be explained using the usual laws of known physics. 143 sightings. Now, since the year 2004, they've analyzed 400. I repeat, there are now 400 documented incidences taken by the United States Navy with military-grade radar of objects that cannot be identified. What are they? Well, the report, of course, is very, very clear that they simply don't know. It doesn't seem to be extraterrestrial, but they can't rule it out. And let's go over some of the details of what they found. These objects travel between Mach 5 and Mach 20. That's 20 times the speed of sound. And so this is far beyond what most objects can travel at. Airplanes do not travel at Mach 20. Second, they can drop 70,000 feet in just a few seconds. The deceleration factor is enormous, dropping 70,000 feet in just a few seconds. Not only that, but they zigzag. They zigzag and the G-force is created. You can calculate. The centripetal force is the velocity squared divided by the radius of curvature. You can calculate how many G-forces there are as these things zigzag. And the answer is several hundred. In other words, any tissue, any bone of an alien inside that rocket ship or whatever it is probably would be crushed as a consequence of these zigzags. Not to mention the fact that these things actually plunge into the ocean. They travel not just in the air. They not only descend 70,000 feet in a few seconds, they also go into the oceans, things that we didn't think possible. So what are they? Well, we don't know. All we know is the military now admits they have 400 of these things that they are willing to talk about. And of course, there's a lot more that perhaps they have not yet talked about so far. Now, it used to be that if you were an Air Force or Navy pilot and you saw something in the sky, basically you kept your mouth shut. This has been acknowledged by the military because of the stigma factor. You're not going to get promoted. You're not going to get trusted steering a multi-million dollar aircraft if you see something in the sky that looked like a flying saucer. But now, all the bets are off. The military has now said that, yes, they encourage military personnel to report these things so that there's more data. And that's the key to the whole puzzle. We want more reliable data. You know, there's a gold standard for observation of these things. Multiple sightings by multiple modes. That's the gold standard. Not just one person saying, "Hey, look, Martha, I see something whizzing across the cornfield." Nope. We're talking about multiple sightings by multiple modes. Well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call, 612-564-8135. His number of call is you want to get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Pohl. More hard times ahead for U.S. consumers.
The Consumer Price Index released Friday morning indicates the U.S. economy continues to flounder. May's CPI increase is another 1%. 8.6% inflation is now at 1981's level. Shelter, gas, and food are still up again. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And prices for food at home increased 11.9% in May year-on-year. Within that category, chicken prices were up 17.4%, the largest increase ever recorded. Pork prices increased 13.3%, bacon 15%, milk 15.9%, and fruits and vegetables 8.2%. Food away from home, including at restaurants, was up 7.4%. This is USA Radio News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the U.S. has recorded 45 monkeypox cases since the start of May. The agency is asking healthcare professionals to look out for rashes among patients, but recently the nature of monkeypox rashes has differed from what doctors have observed in the past in Africa, where the virus is endemic in 11 countries. In some of the new cases, monkeypox has caused people to develop what looks like a blister. In other cases, tiny bumps on the skin are the first or only indication of an infection. Monarch butterfly populations in North America may be more stable than scientists previously thought, at least during the summer breeding months. A study published today in the journal Global Change Biology found that monarch populations in some parts of North America in the summer are actually increasing, which may be helping to offset well-documented declines attributed to the insect's winter migration. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on the air, if you want to ask a question or make a comment about this great universe of ours, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, let me wrap up some of the things that we've been talking about. We've been talking about flying saucers and UAPs. And one question that I sometimes get is, well, Professor, what do you think? What do you think about all these things? Well, my attitude is, it's a realm of possibility that these objects could be extraterrestrial, or they might be optical illusions. We need more data. That's what we need to resolve the question. Let's say that a mosquito goes across your field of vision. If you didn't know the distance between you and the mosquito, and you thought that mosquito was actually a distant airplane, then, of course, that airplane would be traveling at fantastic velocities because it's so far away and whizzing right across your field of vision. Well, in actuality, it's nothing but a mosquito drifting by. Some people think that's the origin of these sightings. They're actually weather balloons, they say. Weather balloons that you don't know the distance to. So a weather balloon that's leisurely floating in front of you, if you think it's very far away, can mimic a jet plane traveling at fantastic velocities. And some people say that explains these UFO sightings. Well, there's a problem here. The military has looked into that. And first of all, they found out that these objects, whatever they are, fly against the prevailing wind pattern. If these things were weather balloons, and it's all an optical illusion, that's a possibility, but they should be drifting with the wind. But no, these objects are not drifting with the wind at all. So in other words, right now we're simply clueless. And then take a look at the universe of ours. We have so far been able to identify 5,000, we're up to 5,000 now, planets orbiting other stars in the galaxy. And we've just begun to catalog these things. And about 20% of them are Earth-like, perhaps capable of sustaining life. Now look at the galaxy. The whole galaxy that you see every night is, well, it has about 100 billion stars. 100 billion stars in your own backyard, the Milky Way galaxy. And we now have a census. The census of these planets show that every star, on average, has a planet going around it. So how many Earth-like planets are there in our backyard? Billions. Billions and billions and billions. And the probability that there's no life out there, I think, is extremely small. Now, some people say, well, microbial life is possible, perhaps in the oceans, but intelligent life? Well, that's the big question mark. Because if you look at the dinosaurs were around for 200 million years. That's a long time. 200 million years, that's when the dinosaurs ruled the world. How many of them became intelligent? Or what we would consider intelligent? How many? Well, to the best of our knowledge, none. Zero. We became intelligent just maybe 100, 200,000 years ago. That's a blink of an eye. So it means that perhaps intelligence is more rare than we thought. Perhaps it is a rare commodity. And how come we became intelligent but not the dinosaurs? Well, the dinosaurs are very sleek hunting and foraging animals. They could survive very, very well in that environment. But we, on the other hand, we humans have no armor. Our teeth are not very sharp. We don't run very fast. We can't fly. We don't have talons. We are basically unsuited to survive because we have one thing going for us, just one thing, and that is our brain. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Where we last left off, we were talking about, well, the dinosaurs. And, well, how come there are no more dinosaurs? Because the dinosaurs did not have a space program. Sorry about that. And that's why there are no more dinosaurs. They couldn't leave the Earth. They had no rockets. Well, we have the rockets, but can we leave the Earth? Are we sitting ducks to another asteroid impact like what knocked out the dinosaurs 65 million years ago? Well, the sad truth is we are sitting ducks. If we, with our telescopes, identify a gigantic killer asteroid coming in our direction, what do? Nothing. We are sitting ducks. You figure, well, why don't we just jump into the space shuttle and escape just the way Bruce Willis did? Nope. We have no space shuttle. We have no way of reaching deep space. The space shuttle cannot even reach deep space. It just twirls around the planet Earth. It cannot leave the gravitational field of the Earth at all. In other words, we are sitting ducks. So some people say, let's take the first baby step. The first baby step toward intercepting a killer asteroid is to identify what's out there. What's out there are called NEOs, near-Earth objects. 25,000 of them, we think, orbit around the solar system, capable of knocking out one of our cities or states of the planet. These are called NEOs. They are more than 400 feet in diameter, about the size of a football field, and they could really do considerable damage if they were to hit the Earth. We track some of them. We track about 60% of them, which still leaves thousands of NEOs capable of causing tremendous destruction that we simply don't know the presence of. Now, I said football field. What about objects smaller than a football field? The size of, let's say, a small apartment house, a 5-story apartment house, let's say. That could cause tremendous damage on the Earth, like what happened in Russia. We had 2 such impacts within the last 100 years in Russia. And the question is, what's the probability of one of them hitting the Earth? Well, the probability of another city buster, 2 of which hit Russia in the last 100 years, the probability of another city buster is perhaps 1 in 100 or 200 years. In fact, right on schedule, we had 2 such city busters hit Russia in the last 100 years. Now, what about a nation buster? Something that could take out England or Germany, for example. Well, that, of course, is much less probable, perhaps once in a few thousand years. But then, what about a planet buster? Something that's 6 miles across, like what wiped out the dinosaurs 65 million years ago. Well, the probabilities are, of course, we have to guess, but it's on the scale of maybe 50 million years. And so within that period of time, we could expect another gigantic object, an object bigger, much bigger than the Empire State Building, that could take out one of our cities, one of our nations, in fact, perhaps even life on the earth as we know it. So, what do we do about it? Well, as I said, step one, the first baby step, is to track these things. And recently, just last week, it was announced that there's a new way to track these killer asteroids. First of all, we track stars and things with our telescopes, but they're not hooked up to NASA's ability to detect rocks from space. In other words, if we have a telescope that can detect galaxies out there and give us understanding of the Big Bang and black holes, that telescope is not used to plot the trajectory of killer asteroids. In fact, how many telescopes are there that are specifically designed to just track killer asteroids? Just a few, a handful of telescopes that are dedicated 100% of the time to analyzing these things. So somebody had the bright idea. Why don't we put these two types of telescopes together? In other words, by time on a big scale, university scale telescope that looks for galaxies and nebulas and take the data from that to track asteroids. Brilliant idea, and it's already given us information. Well, we'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The number to call if you want to get on the air is 612-564-8135. Well, where we last left off, we were talking about killer asteroids that could wipe out the Earth. And just like what happened 65 million years ago, the dominant life form, the dinosaurs, got wiped out. And how do we detect these things? That's the first baby step. To find ways to track these things. We think there are about 25,000 of near-Earth objects that could cause tremendous destruction on the planet Earth, about 25,000 of them, of which we only track about 60%. So there's quite a bit of junk out there that we don't track at all. Well, here's an idea. Why not take the telescopes that are research grade, that look for galaxies and black holes in outer space, and buy time on them? Use a software program that then scans the heavens looking for killer asteroids. Such a simple idea, right? But it hasn't been tried because we have very few telescopes that are specifically designed to look for killer asteroids. Well, that's an idea whose time has come. Use software, artificially intelligent software, takes a picture of the night sky day after day after day, puts them together, and you can see the trajectory. The trajectory of these asteroids slowly whizzing across the night sky. Bingo! So that has opened up a new chapter in asteroid detection. So it means that, yes, we can identify thousands of asteroids, many of them already known, but some of them unknown, because we do scan the sky. But we don't scan the sky for killer asteroids. We scan the sky for black holes and pulsars and neutron stars. But why not use these research-grade telescopes coupled with software to identify these objects, these killer asteroids? Well, that is now opening up the floodgates because we're now going to get a more complete understanding of what's out there. Is there a rock with our name on it traveling toward the Earth? And speaking about stars, there's new activity in terms of trying to locate what are called Dyson spheres. A few years ago on Science Fantastic, we had a program about Dyson spheres. It turns out there's a star out there in the heavens called Tabby's star. Sunlight diminishes by 60% every few years. That's amazing. We've never seen that before. A star whose starlight drops by 60%. Now, if a planet, like Jupiter, were to move in front of a star, starlight drops by maybe a percent. But 20%? Well, people's imagination ran wild a few years ago. People said maybe the aliens. Maybe the aliens have created a gigantic Dyson sphere to absorb the energy of the mother star, and that's causing this reduction of starlight. Well, we don't know. It's still a raging controversy. But now some people are saying, well, maybe we should look for these things. Maybe if there are aliens out there, they do build Dyson spheres. And what's the most likely star to capture? A white dwarf. You see, stars are pretty big. Take a look at our sun, for example. But a white dwarf is the size of the Earth. That's right. We're talking about an object, the mass of the sun, squeezed down to the size of the Earth. That's a white dwarf. And so why not build a shell around the white dwarf to absorb its energy? That's a new idea. And of course, astronomers are saying, let's look for them. Let's look for infrared sources of heat radiation coming from what we know to be an area with white dwarfs. So people are doing that now. Sounds like science fiction, right? But it turns out that astronomers are actually looking for Dyson spheres, and we think they represent what are called Type 2 civilizations. Let me explain. We think that a Type 1 civilization is perhaps 100 years more advanced than us, and they can control the weather. They can control earthquakes and volcanoes. That's Type 1. Type 2 is they control the output of a star, like on Star Trek. They play with stars. That's Type 2. Type 3 would be galactic, like Star Wars. They colonize not just one star system, but thousands of star systems around the galaxy. Well, we're looking for Type 2. Why? Because a Type 2 civilization is immortal. Nothing known to science can destroy a Type 2 civilization. Meteors, asteroids can be diverted. Ice ages can be delayed or eliminated entirely. So Type 2 civilizations could build a Dyson sphere, which would allow them to take the energy, 100% of the energy of a white dwarf, without having to build an object as big as a star like our sun. So some people are saying, aha, maybe that's what we should look for. Well, have we found anything? Nope. Sorry about that. We've looked, but so far we have not found any. But that's because we were looking at big stars. Now some astronomers are saying, let's look at tiny stars, white dwarf stars, which are more manageable, and look to see whether any of them support life. And speaking about life, let me say one thing that caught my eye reading some of the science newsletters. It's about our memory. As the population of the United States ages, Alzheimer's sets in, dementia sets in, and your memory goes. And now there's new ways of attacking that memory problem. Forget all the stuff you see on television. Most of it is bogus. Most of it is not proven scientifically. But here's some scientists saying at UCLA that they have a clue to see how memories are lost with time, like with Alzheimer's. It turns out the memory is not stored in one spot in the human brain. It's spread out. And when you recall a memory, the brain literally splices together pieces of that memory and reassembles it. It reassembles it every time you recall something, which is the reason why your memory gets fuzzy with time, because it gets recalled over and over again. Well, scientists have now found the gene which is responsible for the breakup and the diminishing of these memories. It's called CCR5. And science is now finding chemicals which can slow down the process of degradation of cells. And that chemical will one day perhaps give us back some of our memories. At least that's the hope. Well, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You can get on the air by giving us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters to the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national radio.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, Get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.